It's music's greatest decade. Tom Tarando is your host for this survey of Billboard's number one hit singles, uncut, along with notes and background information on the songs, the artists, and much, much more. Sit back and relive the unique sounds or experience for the first time the most dynamic artists of that era. Here's Tom Tarando with songs from another year, music's greatest decade.
The year is 1968, a tumultuous one to say the least. The Washington Post called it the year America unraveled. Two of our nation's leaders, Martin Luther King Jr. and Bobby Kennedy, were assassinated. Upheaval at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The war in Vietnam was at its worst, and Republican George Wallace was running for president. Our country was mired in confrontation. It was a group of demonstrations, picket lines, radical manifestos, underground publications, and sit-ins. As always, though, music was changing with the times, and songs were staying at number one longer than they ever had before. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tarando, and this is Music's Greatest Decade. The Beatles had two number one songs on the chart in 1968. One of those was Hey Jude, which owned the spot for 9 consecutive weeks, the first Beatles song to ever do such a thing. Others by Paul Mauriat and his orchestra, Otis Redding, Bobby Goldsboro, Herb Alpert, The Rascals, and Marvin Gaye claimed the number one spot in 1968 for 4 consecutive weeks or more during the year. The Beatles' hit Hello Goodbye closed out 1967 on top of Billboard's Hot 100 chart and opened 1968 in the same spot for 2 more consecutive weeks before John Fred and his Playboy band slipped into number one with Judy in Disguise. It lasted there for 2 weeks, just ahead of the Lemon Pipers and Green Tambourine. 1 week later, the Paul Mauriat Orchestra charted its instrumental, Love is Blue, which claimed the number one slot for 5 consecutive weeks from February 10th through March 9th, 1968. Here now, Judy in Disguise, Green Tambourine by the Lemon Pipers, and Love is Blue, all in our first segment on Music's Greatest Decade. We'll be right back.
night. I've taken everything in sight. I'm tripping the strings of my kite. Judy in the sky. Just take your glasses. Thank you.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
All right, welcome back, everybody. While on tour with the Barclays in August 1967, Otis Redding wrote the first verse of his song under the abbreviated title Dock of the Bay. He wrote it on a houseboat at Walden Point in Sausalito, California. He had completed his famed performance at the Monterey Pop Festival just weeks earlier, while he continued to scribble lines of the song on napkins and hotel paper. In November of that year, he joined producer and guitarist Steve Cropper at the Stax Recording Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, to record the song. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay was recorded by Redding twice in 1967, including once just days before his death in a plane crash. The song was released on Stax Records' Volt label in 1968, becoming the first ever posthumous single to top the charts in the United States. It reached number 3 on the UK singles charts. Honey was written by Bobby Russell, who first produced it with former Kingston Trio member Bob Shane. Then he gave it to American singer Bobby Goldsboro, who recorded it for his 1968 album of the same name, originally titled Pledge of Love. The song's narrator mourns his deceased wife, beginning with him looking at a tree in their garden, remembering how it was just a twig on the day she planted it. Honey was released as a single in the United States in 1968 and spent 5 weeks at number 1 on Billboard's Hot 100 Singles chart, the 200th song to reach number 1 on that chart from April 7th to May 4th. It was Goldsboro's only number 1 hit on the pop singles and country singles charts, and it was his first song to top the adult contemporary chart. Billboard ranked the records as the number 3 song for 1968. And that brings us back to the Houston area, where we do this show and the song Tighten Up by Houston, Texas-based R&B vocal group Archie Bell and the Drells. It reached number 1 on both the Billboard R&B and pop charts in the spring of 1968. It's ranked number 265 on Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and it's one of the earliest funk hits in music history. Tighten Up was written by Archie Bell and Billy Butler. It was one of the first songs that Archie Bell and the Drells recorded in a session in October of 1967 at the Jonestown Studio right here in Houston, Texas, along with a number of songs including She's My Woman. The instrumental backing for Tighten Up was provided by the TSU Tornadoes, the group which had developed it in their own live shows before they brought it to Archie Bell and the Drells at the suggestion of Skipper Lee Frazier. In the beginning of the song, Bell introduces himself and the Drells as being from Houston, Texas, and according to Billboard's Book of Number One Hits by Fred Bronson, Bell had heard a comment after the Kennedy assassination in Dallas that nothing good ever comes out of Texas. Well, Bell wanted his listeners to know we were from Texas and we're good. And finally in this segment, a Simon and Garfunkel song entitled Mrs. Robinson. Mrs. Robinson is a song Simon and Garfunkel had in their fourth studio album called Bookends in 1968. The song was released as a single on April 5th by Columbia Records, produced by the duo and Roy Halley. It's famous for its association with the 1967 film The Graduate. The song was written by Paul Simon, who pitched it to director Mike Nichols, along with Art Garfunkel, after Nichols rejected two other songs intended for the movie. Although The Graduate's soundtrack album features two versions of Mrs. Robinson, neither is the full version as featured on Bookends. It was additionally released on the Mrs. Robinson EP in 1968, which also included three other songs from the film: April Come, She Will, Scarborough Fair, and The Sound of Silence.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away. Watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I have nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna
tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran up to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig.
Dee 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 dee.
To Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
Welcome back, everybody. This Guy's in Love with You was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David and recorded by Herb Alpert. Although known primarily for his trumpet playing as the leader of the Tijuana Brass, Alpert sang lead vocals on the solo recording arranged by Bacharach. An earlier recording of the song was cut by British singer Danny Williams, titled That Guy's in Love. Grazing in the Grass is an instrumental composed by Philemon Hugh and first recorded by the South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela. Released in the United States as a single in 1968, it reached number one on Billboard's Hot 100 chart, ranking it eventually as the 18th biggest hit of 1968. The song also reached number 15 as an adult contemporary sound. Masekela included the song in his albums Grazing in the Grass, The Best of Hugh Masekela in 2001, Still Grazing in 2004, and Live at the Market Theater in 2006. Masekela's recording of the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2018. A vocal version of the song by the Friends of Distinction, with lyrics by band member Harry Elston, was a U.S. chart hit in 1969. The song has been recorded by many other musicians over the years. Hello, I Love You, recorded by The Doors in their 1968 album, Waiting for the Sun. Elektra Records released it as a single that same year, which topped the charts in the U.S. and in Canada. Although The Doors are credited as the songwriters, songs by other artists have been identified as likely sources. Hello, I Love You was written and first recorded in 1965. It was one of six songs recorded by Rick and the Ravens, which was the forerunner of The Doors. They recorded the songs at World Pacific Jazz Studios that the group used to try to secure a record deal. Both the single and Waiting for the Sun liner notes list the song as a group composition. The lyrics were inspired by a young black girl who Jim Morrison saw at Venice Beach. Do you hope to see this dusky jewel? And finally, in this four-song segment, The Rascals held the number one spot on Billboard's Hot 100 list from late summer through early fall 1968 with People Gotta Be Free. This song became a big hit in the turbulent summer of 1968, spending 5 weeks atop the Billboard Pop Singles chart, the group's longest stay ever. It was also the group's second most successful single on the Billboard's Black Singles chart, reaching number 14 and trailing only the previous year's Groovin'. While People Gotta Be Free was perceived by some as related to the assassination of Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy earlier that year, it was actually recorded before the latter's death. Rather, it was partly a reaction to an ugly encounter wherein the long-haired group was threatened by a group of rednecks because the group had grown beards and longer hair after their tour vehicle broke down in Fort Pierce, Florida. So, without further ado, here is This Guy's in Love with You, Grazin' in the Grass, Hello, I Love You, and The Rascals with People Just Gotta Be Free, coming your way right now on Music's Greatest Decade.
This guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can tell we know each other very well. How can I show you, I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking, my legs, my heart breaking, but I need your love. Die. If not, I'll just die.
Thank you.
Listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
All right, thanks, Michelle. Harper Valley PTA is a country song written by Tom T. Hall, which became a major international single for country singer Jeannie C. Riley. Riley's debut record sold over 6 million copies as a single, and it made her the first woman to top both the Billboard Hot 100 and the U.S. Hot Country Singles charts with the same song. That feat would not be repeated until Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, 13 years later in 1981. However, it was also Riley's only top 40 pop hit. Riley sings a story about Mrs. Johnson, a Harper Valley widowed wife whose teenage daughter, a student at the junior high school, comes home one day with a note for her mom signed by the PTA secretary. Inside the note, they scold her for wearing her dresses way too high, for reports about her drinking and running around with multiple men, and that she shouldn't be raising her daughter that way. Outraged, Mrs. Johnson decides to pay an unannounced visit to the PTA, which happened to be holding a meeting that afternoon. In the final stanza of the song, Riley states that the story is true, and in the final line, identifies herself as the daughter of Mrs. Johnson when she sings, "The Day My Mama Socked It to the Harper Valley PTA." Hey Jude by the Beatles was released as a non-album single in August 1968 and was the Beatles' first release on their Apple record label. Hey Jude was a number one hit in many countries around the world and became the year's top-selling single in the UK, the US, Australia, and Canada. Its nine-week run at number one on Billboard's Hot 100 list tied the all-time record in 1968 for the longest run at the top of the US charts, sharing that title with the Percy Faith Orchestra and Theme from a Summer Place. It has sold approximately 8 million copies, frequently included on music critics' lists of the greatest songs of all time. Love Child by Diana Ross and the Supremes was released in 1968 on the Motown label and became the Supremes' 11th number one single in the U.S. It sold 500,000 copies in its first week and 2 million copies by year's end. The record took just 3 weeks to reach the top 10 of the Billboard's Hot 100 pop chart, which it then topped for 2 weeks, November 30th through December 7th, 1968, before being dethroned by an even bigger Motown single, Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Listen now to Harper Valley PTA, Hey Jude, and Love Child by the Supremes before we wrap things up on another installment of Music's Greatest Decade.
Secretary Harper Valley PTA. Well, it happened that the PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon, and they were sure surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her miniskirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? Shouldn't Widow Jones be told to keep her window shades up or completely down? Well, Mr. Harper couldn't be here cause he stayed too long at Kelly's bar again. And if you'll smell Shirley Thompson's breath, you'll find she's had a little nip of gin. And then you have the nerve to tell me you think that as a mother I'm not fit. It's just a little patent place, and you're all Harper Valley hypocrites. No, I wouldn't put you on because it really did. It happened just this way. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA. The day my mama socked it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. Made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, let you refrain. Don't carry
a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Na 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 na. Hey June, don't let me down. You have found. Yeah.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando.
Finally, tonight, we'll close this installment of Music's Greatest Decade with Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine. The song was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong for Motown Records in 1966. Now, here's the path the song took in the mid-60s. The version you're listening to now was recorded by Gladys Knight and the Pips and released as a single in September of 1967. We'll step out for a bit so you can listen to Gladys Knight and the Pips, Heard It Through the Grapevine. All right, next up, The Miracles with Smokey Robinson, who were the first to record the song in 1966, but their version wasn't released until August 1968. Listen to a bit of this one. Alright, the Marvin Gaye version was the second to be recorded in the beginning of 1967, but the third one to be released. It was placed on his 1968 album In the Groove, a year and a half later, where it gained the attention of radio disc jockeys and Motown founder Berry Gordy. Berry Gordy finally agreed to its release as a single in October 1968, when it went to the top of the Billboard pop singles chart for 7 weeks, from December 1968 to January 1969, and overtook the Gladys Knight and the Pips version of being the biggest hit single on the Motown label. The Gaye recording has since become an acclaimed soul classic. In 1998, the song was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame for historical, artistic, and significant value. In 2004, it was placed as number 81 on the Rolling Stones list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And on the commemorative 40th anniversary of Billboard's Hot 100 issue of Billboard magazine, Marvin Gaye's Grapevine was ranked 65th. In 2018, the Gladys Knight and the Pips version was also inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Here now, the most recognizable version of Heard It Through the Grapevine with Marvin Gaye. We appreciate some of your valuable time tonight, and we look forward to having you here next time on Music's Greatest Decade. So long, everybody.
Me by surprise.
You're listening to Music's Greatest Decade with Tom Tarando. Join us next time for another year's number one singles on Music's Greatest Decade. I need somebody help, not just anybody.